Councillor Oren Ford, thank you very much for joining us.
Hey.
In the studio, of course.
Pleasure to be here, man.
Lock It or Lose It campaign is underway. Comments on the fact, first of all, it's underway.
Yeah, well, fortunately, we were able to bring the program back this year. It was in hiatus for 1 year just because all of our resources were tied up last year with the dryness and all the fires. So we're glad to have the program back.
How necessary is it to do this, especially with times being tough right now?
Well, it's extremely important that people use the tips and use the program. It's common sense. Just make sure you lock your items up and take your valuables out of your vehicle.
That's a good point you bring up here, Councillor. Which is more true to something on a campaign like this? Is it common sense or is it a reality check?
It's a little bit of both. So what I can tell you is these are some basic stats. Mm-hmm. So in the month of January or February of this year, we've had over 40 vehicles within the region that have been either stolen and or property related crime. And the majority of those reports are because the vehicle's left unlocked or there's keys left in the vehicle.
And surveillance, and we talked about this and we actually saw this at the trade show this past weekend, the surveillance is the almightiest of the keys, almightiest of the fact that this is happening, correct?
That is correct. We have a video that was posted on social media. I happen to know the gentleman. Mm-hmm. You can tell that the program's effective simply because you see a couple of individuals. One's on the sidewalk. One walks up to his vehicle on his property in his driveway, and you can physically see that person check the door handles to see if it was locked. Fortunately, it was locked, and that person went on their way. But I would not want to imagine how much ransacking would have been done if that vehicle was not locked.
Yeah, that's another good point you bring up here, Councillor, is the fact, what do you think they're looking for? Do you think they're looking for the vehicle or possibly the contents within?
There again, it could be both. Like on our handout that we do, we ran the program at the Junior B Provincials, had great success with it, and it's even things like when you go into a grocery store, mm-hmm. a lot of people they'll lock their vehicles, but a lot of people also. And I'm probably just as guilty, where I will have my cell phone plugged into my vehicle to charge. Mm-hmm. But I take my cell phone with me, mm-hmm. but where do I leave the charge cord? In a locked vehicle in plain view. And mm-hmm. that tells somebody that's checking out your vehicle that there may or may not be electronics in your vehicle. So whether they smash and look now, or there's even stories of people or targeted theft where they follow that person home, find out where you live, and the next time you go to work, your house is broke into.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very important to make sure that all your valuables are removed and your charge cables and all that kind of stuff are put away.
Another thing that you mentioned here before the interview started was this is possibly being expanded into other locales, like Grimshaw and Manning you mentioned.
Yeah, so for instance, we run this program, like I know I do a lot of the work in the town, but we run this program regionally, and I've spoken about this before, because if you want to tackle crime, you cannot tackle it as an individual municipality. You have to work regionally. And fortunate for us, we have a number of different municipalities and different entities on our RCMP Advisor Community Board. And Wendy Wald, from the mayor of Grimshaw, is chosen to run this program in Grimshaw this year. So we do have some sponsors from Grimshaw, and you will see the program up and running in Grimshaw. I won't tell you when or where, mm-hmm. but it's going to happen in Grimshaw this year. We also met the mayor of Manning at the trade fair that we introduced to me from one of our members, and we're going to be going to present to the the town of Manning at an upcoming council meeting as they want to learn about the program and run the program in Manning. So it is spreading and the word's getting out, and hopefully we can just bring this information so we don't have to run this program again. It would be nice, but... Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like, I guess, is it almost like the Citizens on Patrol program, or is that something completely different?
Citizens on Patrol is a little bit different. The Citizens on Patrol is more of a program where your membership, you go through an application process, your membership is actually vetted by the detachment, just because you want to make sure you have certain individuals that are participating in that program. But you're actually... volunteering your time and going out and actually driving the streets of whatever community you're in, and basically you report anything abnormal.
How key is it working with the RCMP, especially with the Lock It and Lose It campaign?
Well, with the Lock It or Lose It campaign, we will not run the program unless we have a member present while we're running that program, just simply because we are volunteers and we are observing vehicles. We don't go up to a vehicle like in the video and start flipping door handles. We don't want to set anybody's car alarms off, but no, we do look through the windows. And like this past weekend, we found vehicles that were locked, but ladies' purses were left on the seat. I would not want to see the outcome if a person wasn't there for just observing.
Keep it out of sight. Is that the big message?
Yeah, a lot of it is. Besides keeping it out of sight, keeping it out of sight is when you park your vehicle at home, take your valuables inside and lock your door behind you when you go in for the night. Don't leave your valuables in your vehicle. And stuff like charger cords for your phone, hide them. Put them in your glove box.
Okay. Anything I've missed in the conversation that we want to bring up?
Well, we will be leaving a lot of the handouts on vehicles throughout the summer this year, both in Peace River and surrounding communities. And it's a good program, and please use the information.
I'm guessing this is better than a ticket. Getting a pink slip, as it were, because this thing is pink.
That is correct. this one that we happen to be using right now is it's a high vis pink, but we also have high vis blue and high vis yellow. So, hence the term pink slip.
I appreciate this, Councillor Oren Ford. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.